undisputed breakfast master, Chris Moyles at breakfast.
It's always a breakfast of champions.
Well, I suppose the least I can do is listen.
There's no escape this time.
Welcome to the show.
That's splendid. Well, what do we do now?
The Chris Moyles Show, National Radio.
I'm no expert in how these kind of things happen. I don't know whether it's to do with global warming or the ozone layer, or just the fact that the whole world is slowly coming to an end. But this weather at the moment is just unbelievable. Last night, I woke up in a pool of my own sweat.
Is that the weather?
Yes, it was, yeah. It was so hot last night. So, so hot. You know, thing where you can have half in the duvet, half in the duvet, half on top of the duvet, then on top of the duvet, then back under the duvet again, then keep the duvet off completely. And
you take the duvet off because you're hot, and then you can't really sleep without it, so you need it a little bit on.
Do you know what you do? You turn it over. That's what you do.
Why? Oh, because it's cool on the other side.
Yeah, and you turn the pillows upside down as well.
Do you?
That's what I do, yeah. So the cooler pillows.
But I don't know why you can't sleep with the duvet on even when it's hot, but I can't. I need just a little bit of covering. Protection.
So hot last night.
I like it though. Not to sleep.
I like the rest of it. I think I caught a bit of sun yesterday, Rachel.
Yep.
Thank you.
I caught a bit, I think, Rachel.
It's time to top up the tans again.
Yep. Rachel,
Rachel,
how do we know you use fake tan so much? How would we know?
I do not use fake tan. I have not used fake tan for ages.
When was the last time you put some fake tan on or had a sunbed?
Long time ago.
When was the last time you had a sunbed?
A long time ago.
How long is a long time?
A long time ago. Sunbeds are bad for you. Yeah.
Would you have had a sunbed in the last 10 days?
Absolutely not. Sunbeds are bad
liar.
For you.
You liar, liar, liar. We're natural. You're fake.
I know a girl with a golden touch.
Look at her face. Look at her. Last week she had a sunbed.
Sunbeds are bad for you.
She's got too much.
Alan's having one right now as we speak, for God's sake.
But I know you were the man.
Get them on Thursday.
Vain.
You could have it all if you wanted.
So vain.
You could have it all if it mattered so much.
657 Radio 1, good morning.
But then all, then no one is how to put you down. When you're there.
I love that communication thing. 81199 is our text number. 81199 if you want to text us at any point during the show.
Chris, take the duvet off the bed. Take the sheet off the duvet. Just use a sheet. It's a whole lot easier. Many people have said that.
I don't think that works.
I do that, actually.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. I do sheet only, no duvet.
I don't think a sheet's enough.
In this weather, it's enough. Try living in Scotland, you need like 3 woolly jumpers. Okay. I don't think it's that cold in Scotland.
Not in the summer.
And when is Noel on today? That's right, it's 10 years and a week since the release of Definitely Maybe. To celebrate that, Noel Gallagher is on every show today on Radio 1, bar this one. So you can hear him first on Joe Wiley's show today from 10. Virtually every show bar this one.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And then a big special evening session tonight with Steve Lamacq and Joe Wiley and Noel Gallagher tonight, which is going to be very, very good. So there you go. Right. Coming up, we're going to play Sunshine, the Twister record, and a bit of Good Charlotte as well. Let's get news and sport from Dom and Jules at 7 o'clock.
Russia remembers the victims of the school siege.
And Sven won't be moved.
BBC Radio 1.
Newsbeat.
Russia is starting speech just coming up to 7:4.
Friday afternoon, I'm having a bath, right, because I'm a rock and roll lifestyle leader, liver, something. And my phone beeps. And it's a text message from Fatboy Slim, all right? Mm. And I'm thinking this is quite interesting. Maybe it's something like, see you in Birmingham, or, you know, invite me down to the Brighton game, something like that. And it's not, it's a joke that he's decided to send to everybody, you know, when you get jokes from friends. And it's rubbish. So later on this morning, I'm going to tell you Fatboy Slim's rubbish joke, right? Juliet, what's the face all about?
Is it funny?
Okay. Should we go back about 10 seconds?
No, but rubbish jokes can be quite funny as well.
Oh, well, I don't know. You may find it funny, I don't know. Okay. It's a rubbish joke. I'm not going to go on the air, tell a 10-minute joke and go, and he said, no, that'll be 2, please. That's really rubbish.
Is it rude?
No.
Is it that rubbish, then?
But he's a funny bloke, though, isn't he? I thought.
Yeah, he's a funny bloke. Well, you may like it, I don't know. Now I've been thrown off link completely by Jules' stupid face. Is it rude? No, that'll be rubbish then. That isn't not necessarily the case. It might be clean, rubbish, but slightly amusing joke.
Is it simple?
What, like yourself? Yes.
You told me the joke the other night and I can't remember it.
Can you not remember it?
I mean, this is the beauty of short-term memory loss.
You were plastered, that's why. Dave came out with us for a few beers and something to eat. Before he met up with us for a few beers, he had a few beers as a warm-up.
I had to go and meet Alan in town.
Right, you had to.
Well, not had to.
Right.
But I was going to finish my jobs early. Earlier than I thought, you see?
It was very unfortunate, and then we were all in a drinking mood when he met us. How many did you have before you met us?
Two.
Three.
Four.
Five.
Four.
House.
Four.
Right. So we'll do the joke later from Fatboy Slim, and also, because it's a big Oasis day today on Radio 1, we've got some exclusive signed artwork. It's basically a poster describing the selling the Death Donny Maybe album from 10 years ago, signed by Liam and Noel, and you can win that later, but you have to be a massive, massive Oasis fan, because it's a great prize, and it'd be pointless giving it to somebody who's not a massive, massive fan. So, if you're an Oasis fan, we'll open the lines just after 8 o'clock this morning for you to win that top prize, right? Right.
Dollars. Let's get this money.
It's Monday morning. It's rubbish because we're all back at work. Boo.
I keep my mind on my money. Money on my mind. I got my finger on the trigger. Saying on.
Good morning. Good Charlotte and girls and boys. And we'll play that for all the girls and boys who are going to school again today. Or maybe for the first time. Some went back on Thursday. Some went back on Friday.
Yeah.
If you're going to school today, rubbish!
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
I saw some of Sophie's younger family over the weekend.
Did you?
Daniel and Joseph. Looking forward to school tomorrow, Daniel?
Yep.
Are you?
Yep, can't wait.
You, Joseph?
No.
That was me. I hated going to school.
How old is Joseph?
I don't know, but he's very small.
Right, isn't he?
I'm no good at ages. I'm better on height.
So he's smaller than you?
Yeah. He comes up to...
Show us where, you know, on your leg.
Maybe about there.
Okay.
I'm not sure, actually.
Right. He might be sort of 4, 5, 6, 7 even.
He's of school age, but not much.
Right.
He's more than 3, I know that.
It's normally 5 about school age, isn't it? You start...
Daniel's almost 10. I think he'll be 10 on Friday.
That'll be school age.
Or is it 11? It's 10 or 11. So he's 9 or 10 at the moment.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're not my kids. There you go. Not the greatest story I've ever told, but still. So, you know, if you're waking up, you've got to go to school today. If you like school, great. Then you should go and embrace your education and all the fun that you can have. Because seriously, when you leave school, for some, it's all downhill.
Hello.
However, if you don't like school, don't worry about it, because then you can have a life like mine where everything just gets better when you stop studying.
Yeah, but you can't use yourself as an example,
Yes, I can. I know nothing, and look at me now.
Yeah, I know, but, I mean, for you it did happen that way, and there's no mistaking that, but I think it's a dangerous path to tread to say, don't do anything at school and you could end up like...
No, I didn't say don't do anything at school at all. That's not what at all I said at all. I'm just saying, if you don't like school and you're not very good at it, don't worry about it, it's not the end of the world. Right. But granted, you may end up a junkie, right, living in the gutter, in a puddle of your own urine. But then again, you could easily end up as managing director of a massive worldwide corporation, earning millions of pounds a year while you burn the ozone layer. I don't know. I really don't know.
Careers advice.
Yeah. I'd be great as a careers officer.
Do you think?
Yeah. Okay, come in, little Johnny. So what do you want to do when you leave school?
I'd like to be a fighter pilot, please.
Brilliant. All right, bye-bye.
Is that it?
Next.
No, surely. Bye-bye.
Follow your dream.
Live the dream.
Yep.
Excuse me, Mr. Career Advisor, though. I want to know how I become a fighter pilot.
Learn how to fly.
Right.
And join the RAF.
Okay. How do I go about joining the RAF?
Here's a leaflet.
Okay.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.
I'll see you in 10 years' time at the reunion.
Thank you for my...
If you're still alive.
Thanks for my leaflet.
That's all right. See, that's what... I remember going to see my careers officer, and it's like... Okay, so I believe you're interested in radio. Yes. And you want to be a DJ. Yes. And so is that what you're going to do? Yes, that's what I'm going to do. Right. Do you think you should go to university? No. Okay, good luck. Bye-bye. That was my meeting with my careers officer. And now that smug get is walking around having dinner parties going, And look at him now, of course. If it wasn't for me, that guy, I would have 5 degrees and no job.
The thing is, when you're a kid, your careers officer was generally happy. If you were happy, they were happy,
yeah,
weren't they?
Yeah.
You know, so if you walked in and sort of said, yeah, you know, I'm going to be a fisherman or a shepherd or a rock and roll star or something, like, that's great. Good luck, you know, bye.
But to be fair, and I don't know, and there may be careers officers listening, and I'm sure you do a very worthwhile job, but when you're a careers officer in Leeds, right, and some little kind of 15-year-old, slightly chubby kid comes in and goes, I'd like to host a breakfast show on Radio 1, actually. What do you say? That's great. How about going to college? Why, do they have courses on hosting a breakfast show? No, they have media courses, but... Oh, in that case, I'll just get a job. But that's what I'm going to do. Thanks very much, bye-bye. What do you say? Yeah, you can't say laugh.
They're there for the confused people, aren't they? The ones that need advice.
Yeah.
Direction.
I bet you had a great relationship with your careers officer. I bet you were in there every day.
They said exactly the same thing to me, actually. Yeah. They told me not to go into media. They said, get a proper job. Yeah.
They said, no, Alad, you won't become an international underwear model for Calvin Klein. You should think about maybe going to work in broadcasting instead. Anyway, more on that later. It's 7:17 now.
On a Monday, I am waiting. Tuesday, I am fading. And by Wednesday,
Lots of nice text messages coming in during Ashley Simpson, Pieces of Me. I went to my careers officer once and they said, do you want to go to uni? I said, no. They said, well, you better get a job then. Great advice. I think that was Vicky. Thank
you. Other texts coming in from teachers saying, I don't want to go back to school today either. It's rubbish. And I'm a maths teacher.
And a few people saying, and I couldn't possibly agree, that if these careers officers were any kind of good with giving careers advice, then maybe they wouldn't be sitting in a school telling 15-year-olds what to do the rest of their life. Mm. Maybe they'd have a rock and roll glamorous job somewhere, you know, like being a roadie for Status Quo or, you know, filming porn. You know, one of those glamorous jobs that you kind of wish you could have. Oh, maybe that's just me. I don't know, really. Somebody texted in saying, the careers officer said to them, what do you want to do? And I said, I want to be a porn star. I was 12 years old at the time, and the careers officer said, follow your heart. Let's hope they said heart.
Mm.
I don't know.
Heart.
In America, if you get work experience in the porn industry, just 2 weeks, that's all it is.
A way forward, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Maybe. Oh, that was a really good week. Monday was scripting. Tuesday was a studio day.
Met some lovely people. Really friendly.
Yeah, Wednesday was filming as well. Thursday, clinic, Friday, laundry, and then we start again. Anyway, right, 81199 on the text messages, please. Time to do Buzz Off or Buzz On. If you like the CD I'm about to play, you have to grab your phone and write a message saying Buzz On and send it to 81199. That's Buzz On to 81199. Alternatively, if you don't like it, text me saying Buzz Off to 81199. Right? Lovely. Straight in, no messing. You ready for today's Buzz Off?
Yes, we are.
Let's go.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright. You know I work all day to get your money to buy a thing, and it's worth it just to hear you say, you
Alan Buzz.
Rachel Buzz.
Dave Buzz.
Alistair Buzz. Lovely. 75% then. Buzz on.
Ooh.
And they want more. And there you go.
That's for you if you're going back to school today.
Yeah. Well, I should have known better.
They're just the Beatles generally.
That was Beatles and Hard Day's Night. From what album, Mallard? You have one guess.
The Greatest Hits.
No. Have a guess. Hard Day's Night by the Beatles would be from what album?
You said I had one guess.
I'm going to help you out again because I think this could be funny.
This could be funny. From...
Here
we
go.
The Beatles.
The Beatles. Have a little think. Hard Day's Night would be the album what?
Hard Day's Night?
Is the right answer.
Yay!
From the movie...
Hard Day's Night?
Is the right answer. It really is that simple, Alan.
This is great.
Yeah, it was very simple in those days. 2:30. Jobs are good and in and out. Lovely. A bit like the porn industry, but there you go. At 7:26.
The biggest free music festival in the UK.
Eminem. Lose Yourself from Radio 1. So coming up, we got a brilliant Oasis prize to give away. Some signed artwork from Daphne Maybe when the album came out 10 years ago. We'll open the phone lines after 8 o'clock this morning. Do I sound really gruff this morning?
A bit croaky, yeah.
I'm all right, though. I'm not hungover or anything like that. I've got sleep last night, everything. Sound a bit like that. So if you're a massive Oasis fan, after 8 o'clock, be listening for your... well, get ready to call address. After 8 o'clock, ring up if you want to win Oasis stuff.
BBC Radio 1.
News Beat.
Well, easy that. Natasha Bedingfield coming up in the Stereophonics track after we get some news from Dominic at 7:31.
And the main news this morning is Russia remembering the victims of the school siege in Beslan.
On Radio 1.
7:35.
Can't buy me love.
Woo! You probably went to school when these were in the charts, this band, weren't you?
I was born 18 months before you.
Oh yes.
I'll give you all I've got to give.
Right, so here's the deal then. Friday, I'm having a bath Friday afternoon because I'm crazy, right? I don't have it in the morning or the evening, I have it in the afternoon. It's this bizarre rock and roll life that we all now live. And my phone beeps and it's Norman Cook. And I'm like, all right, here we go. This will be something about One Big Weekend or the record or... No. And it says, joke du jour. And I don't know how many people who know Norman, obviously loads of people listening that know Norman, got this text message, but here you go. And I had to get half out of the bath to dry myself to get this text message. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Now, Juliet especially, and Dominic, if you just hold your sides in just a little bit, because you may laugh so hard you could explode, okay?
I'm actually holding my side.
You really are, aren't you? Mm. Okay, that's great, okay. A man goes to his GP. Doctor, I think I'm a moth.
You need to see a psychiatrist, said the GP.
I know, said the man, but your light was on. There you go, lovely. Thank you, Norman.
Good morning, Britain. It's time to rise and shine.
You see, I think I'm a moth. He says... You need to see a psychiatrist, but the man says, but your light was on.
Switch off your alarm clock. Your bed feels so warm.
As moths are attracted to the light.
Oh, yeah.
You really have just got it there, haven't you?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Turn on your radio. Pray it's not...
Yes?
You told me that on Friday, and I didn't understand it then, and it feels like it's missing something now as well.
Right, okay, fine.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
Right, man goes to GP, yeah. Dave, right? Well, we'll do this during the record, but it's right. Really simple.
I mean, I understand, right. Like, moths and lights.
He thinks he's a moth, yeah. Right? The GP says, oh, you don't come see me, you see psychiatrist. He goes, I know, but your light was on.
Threw some quads together.
So I came in.
The combination D-E-F is who I am.
/.. But your light was on.
I tried to focus my attention, but I feel so ADD.
There you go.
What was that bit at the end?
I think it enhances the song.
What?
Yeah, but I think you'll find I was in tune. 7:46, Stereophonics, Handbags and Glad Rags morning. If you're waking up, you're heading back to school today. That's rubbish. If you like school, great. Study hard. Thank you.
At least it's a nice day, though, for most of the UK.
Maybe a bit of rain in Scotland today, though, but the rest of the UK should be hot and sunny. Right, so I just told this joke, which Norman Cook, Fatboy Slim, sent me. I can talk about this quite happily because he will be asleep, right? And anybody who knows Norman Cook won't be able to call him and say, Chris Moore's just read out your joke, because they'll wake him up. So they'll know that he's asleep as well. But probably either, at the best, later today, but realistically Wednesday or Thursday this week, I'll probably get a text from him saying, are you talking about me this morning? It didn't get a great reaction, did it, the joke?
I just don't think it's very funny.
Rachel didn't get it.
People just start sending in their own jokes instead.
Yeah.
Most of them rude.
It just feels like it's missing something, I think, that joke.
Man goes to the doctors with a banana up his nose, a carrot in his left ear and a cucumber in his right. What's wrong with me, he says. The doctor says, I don't think you're eating right. Now, jokes that Rachel likes.
I like that one.
Thank you, Jamie. What about the guy who goes to the doctor? He's got jelly and custard in one ear. And
he's got cream.
Yeah, cream and
little hundreds and thousands and stuff
right.
In the other ear.
And he says, doctor, what's wrong with me? And he says, you're a trifle deaf.
Yeah.
I like that one as well.
Surely you've heard that before, Rachel.
No.
This angry fella goes to the doctor and says, doctor, sometimes I feel like a wigwam, sometimes I feel like a teepee. The doctor says,
you're too tense.
There you go.
You see? Because it's like a tent.
I've heard that one before.
It's like a camping
you,
joke.
Yeah. Oh dear.
Don't kick me, Rachel. Not ladylike.
Doctor, I feel like a pair of curtains.
Pull yourself together then.
No, he says, I think that's more of a psychiatrist problem. Really, I'm just a standard GP.
Right.
Kind of Bernard Wright on gang there. Morning, John Thompson. You know any more doctor? Doctor, can't you see I'm burning?
Thompson Twins lyric, of course. Play that for you if you're going back to school today. Been really bang on the target referencing this morning.
Yeah, I'm telling you. What we talked about today?
Beatles, porn films and Thompson Twins.
What else do you need in your life? Someone texted in saying, you're talking about a lot about porn this morning. Have you been watching a lot recently? I'm not talking a lot about porn. I mentioned it once or twice. B, no, I haven't seen any decent porn for a long time.
Really?
Yeah. Have you watched those DVDs that we got sent yet? What happened to those? Because I tell you, seriously, they're not on my desk anymore.
Which ones?
The ones that we got sent.
The specialist ones.
Big Brother, yeah.
I haven't taken them.
The one with the EastEnders parody, which we can't... Yeah. Talk about that.
And there was the Big Brother parody, I don't think we can say the title of that either.
No.
I haven't got them.
Okay.
But they have disappeared, I believe.
They have disappeared. Do you remember we got those?
No.
We got a load of DVDs, I think when you were away.
It's a whole box set.
We'll have to get the security cameras out.
Featuring Nicola from Big Brother.
It was an odd choice to star in specialist movies, I think.
Okay, it could have been worse, could have been Cameron.
Well, yeah, but you know what I mean?
So anyway, Will was going to take them home and review them.
Well, that's right? Where
there
they
you
are.
Go then.
But we got two copies of each one.
There you go. Will's
got
review.
Both.
Will's gone into his local record exchange. Hi, how much for these?
One on Will's floor and the other in Woking DVD market.
Woking?
Woking.
Oh. Should we do the recap of the chart for
I'd like
today?
To, yes.
Right, here we go then.
And now on Radio 1, the official UK Top 10 with Chris and Dave.
Radio 1.
Up 7, down 3, round the corner, straight in, not move, a new entry.
A great week on the charts, 5 new entries in the Top 10 this week.
But you know, I haven't looked.
Have you not?
No.
We need to find out what's been going up and down in the world of pop music.
Okay. Dave and I are the new chart meisters. Do you know, there wasn't a new entry between 40 and 31 this week.
Oh, hang on. That's some different.
The first new entry came at number 29 from Shifty.
Oh, Slide Alongside, of course.
No relation to Lofty.
Nope.
Of course. And then 26 was Pop, Can't Say Goodbye. Never heard of that.
Ultra Beat, new in at 23 with Better Than Life.
And disappointingly, The Thrills, only new entry number 22, which is an absolute outrage because that is a brilliant, brilliant record. And then outside the top 10, new entries for Prodigy, Killers, Kanye West, Armin van Helden,
Darren Hayes, unbelievably.
And ironically called Popular.
I know.
And the new Weller single, which is number 11, Wishing on a Star. Anyway, there you go.
So let's get straight to the top 10. How are we doing, by the way? Is this all right?
You can add odds or evens. It's up to you.
I'm going to go for evens.
You always say that.
Do I? Yeah. I'll go for odds then.
Well, but that means you have to introduce the number one.
What, if I go odds?
Yeah.
I'll go evens then.
Okay, right then.
Tell me when.
Right, all right, here we go. Well, I have to go first if you're doing evens, idiot. Because I do number 10.
No, I'm doing evens.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
So surely 10's
right?
An even
right.
Number, is it not?
Okay. Yeah, you're
right.
Yeah, it is now.
Should I start now?
Yeah.
Okay, new in at 10. Oh, no, it's not new in at 10. It's down 5 at 10. Goldie looking chain. Guns don't kill people. Whappers do.
What are you waiting for the music?
I thought this was it.
This isn't Goldie looking chain, no. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Here's this week's... Well, as soon as we do this, Dave, you'll go, oh, yeah, this is what we do every week.
Yeah, I'm just trying to
here's
think
this week's
we do
brand
it.
New top 10.
Down 5 at 10. Guns don't kill people. Whappers do. It's Goldie looking chain.
Down to number 9 is Maroon 5. Will she be loved? She will be loved.
It's a new entry. It's number 8. It's Pirates and Enya and Amar and Boss and Ishani. You should really know.
I'd stop it there. Stop looking at it. It's a brilliant new entry at 7. Embrace. It's Gravity. All right. 6.
They've been in the charts for 2 weeks. Their name's 411 and this is Dome. Down 3, number 6.
At number 5, it's Crap. It's Baby Cakes by Rubbish 3 of a Kind.
4. Her brother's called Daniel. Her name is Natasha. Beddingfield is the surname. These words. Down 3 at number 4. 3.
Twister gets a brand new entry at number 3. Sunshine. Oh, yes.
She's very young. She's from America. JoJo, that's right. New entry at number 2. Leave, get out.
Get out.
Get out.
Which means there are 3 new entries in the top 3 this week. Twister at 3, JoJo at number 2, and the brand new UK number 1, as revealed yesterday in the chart, it's Nelly with My Place and Flap Your Wings. Like that, this gig is ours, I'm telling you.
Do you think?
Yeah. Sunday afternoons for 4 with Chris and Dave. It's a brand new top 40. Right, here's your number 1 then. What a tune.
Mm. Mm.
That's the UK's number 1, and it's brilliant. It's Nelly. I can tell everybody, by the way, very pleased to say that Nelly is now on the line from Nellyville. Hello, Nelly.
Hello, Chris. I don't know how he speaks.
Hello, Chris. How's it hanging, Nelly?
It's very good, Chris.
Yeah, it's a terrible line. I can hardly hear you.
Hello.
Right. So congratulations on being the UK's number 1.
Thank you very much.
Tell me, what's the song all about, Flap Your Wings?
Well, I was hoping you wouldn't ask me that.
Right.
But it's about eagles.
Is it really?
Yeah, and the way they flap their wings and they soar high in the sky, yeah, like the wings of a dove.
Whereabouts are you from again, Nelly?
I'm from Louisville.
Louisville.
Kentucky.
Okay, well, congratulations on your number 1 status.
Thank you very much.
And thanks for joining us on the phone. Live from America.
Whenever I'm in the UK, yeah, I like to listen to Chris Moyles on Radio 1.
Yeah. Where are you from again?
Louisville, Kentucky.
I have a friend who lives there.
Do you?
Yeah.
Is
bye.
His name Roy?
No, I've got to go. Bye. There you go, Dave. That was Nelly.
Where?
On the phone.
I was in the toilet. I must have missed it.
Right, so 10 years since the release of Oasis' album Definitely Maybe, and tonight a special show with Steve Lamo Lamack and Joe, my other half, Wiley. I'll tell you about that in a second. We have a signed poster from 10 years ago. It's got the old Oasis logo on. It's got a photograph of the front cover of the album, signed by Noel and Liam. And we'll give it away after 8:30 this morning when we play our tackily titled Definitely Maybe quiz. Genius. But if you want to win it, you have to be a massive Oasis fan, all right? And if you... We can open the phone lines now, can't we?
Hmm.
Well, bear in mind, what time are we meant to open them? 8?
It's nearly eight,
let's
isn't
do
it?
Now. Yeah, let's do it now. Right, 10 minutes on the phones then. 08700 100 100. Please, you've got to be a massive Oasis fan because it's a brilliant prize. Absolutely corking prize. So if you want to win it, you've got to know your stuff about Oasis and come in the air with us at about 20 to 9. 08700 100 100. Get calling now.
Hi, this is Steve Lamacq. Hi, this is Steve Lamacq, and this Monday on Lamacq Live, we're doing something a little bit special. For one night only, the evening session returns in honour of a very special band, Oasis.
Right. I've just been told.
I didn't want to say anything because I thought you were then going to lead on to
the
question.
Right, everybody stop ringing. There is a qualifying question to make sure that you're a massive Oasis fan, although the qualifying question is so easy. And to be an idiot not to know it. So while you're ringing, because you'll still be able to hear me, what was Oasis's first UK number one single?
Ooh.
That's not the first single released, but the first UK number one single is the qualifying question for the quiz. This is just to make sure we don't get any divvies, so you just managed to flukily get through.
Mm-hmm. Hello? Y'all want to go on Oasis competition?
And they get on the air, and it's like, what is the name of their first album?
Don't know.
And then it's all a bit embarrassing for everyone. So Oasis, first UK number one single. If you know that, it's a qualifying question. 08700 100 100. Steve?
Celebrating 10 years since their groundbreaking debut album, Definitely Maybe, myself and Joe Wiley will be talking to Noel Gallagher about the album, the success and the arguments along the way that have made Oasis one of the most important British bands of recent times. We'll also be talking to Noel about the future of Oasis, what we can expect from their forthcoming album. That's Lamacq Live, with myself, Steve Lamacq, Joe Wiley, and a very special guest, Noel Gallagher. Tonight, from 9 on Radio 1.
Right, get caught, and then what was Oasis' first UK number one single? 08700 100 100. You can be on the air winning this brilliant signed Oasis artwork from 10 years ago, which is top prize. Right, let's get some news and sport from Dom and Jules. It's 1 minute past eight.
Russia remembers the victims of the school siege.
And Sven won't be moved.
BBC Radio 1.
Your newsbeat's just gone 4 minutes past eight.
He says, I know, but your light was on, you see. That your light was on. Yeah. The moth.
Get it now.
Do you?
Yeah, sorry, several times, but, you know, got
there. It's still not very funny, though, is it?
No.
And it could be any building. Doesn't have to be a GP's that would have a license.
Don't analyse it. You know, just take it for what it is, OK?
Post office or anything.
Well, listen.
Joke.
When Norman Cook comes on the show, you can explain to him then.
When he comes on the show, it'll be the funniest joke I've ever heard.
Is that right? Yeah. He'll never come on the show. You know, the guy's never seen this time of the morning, ever. Maybe going to bed, but he's never got up at this time. Have a nosebleed if he gets up before midday. Right, so keep calling for Oasis, then a big competition to win the artwork. It's a poster from Definitely Maybe. It's the front cover of all of them in the flat, and it says Oasis on the top and the old classic logo. The debut album, out August the 30th, available on all formats. Blah, blah, blah. Creation Records products, and it's in a nice little clear frame and everything. It looks good, doesn't it?
Yeah, very good. And if you don't win it, we'll have it.
I really want it. I'd love to. I tried to persuade everybody that the competition should be between a listener and me to see who knows more about Oasis, but apparently that's not fair.
Where would you put it?
On the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what kind of wall, you know?
The flat wall.
One of the ones in the flat, yeah.
Okay.
You know, one of those circular walls. What do you mean, where would you put it?
Well, you know, front room, back room, bathroom, kitchen, I don't know.
Well, I don't know. Could go in any bathroom. Might get damaged in the bathroom, Jules.
So you might put that in the bathroom or you might put that in the kitchen, Jules?
It just depends on what kind of wall you want to put it on.
Right.
Suits the wall.
Right, so I'm a big Oasis fan. I've got some exclusive artwork signed by Liam and Noel. I'm going to put it in the bathroom or the kitchen.
Maybe not, then.
Hmm. Definitely maybe not. I tell you what, I do still need framing.
Oh, you got that thing that you didn't you half inch some
yeah,
artwork from that Oasis gig at Finchley Park?
Yeah, and in the little tent, the little hospitality tent we were in, they had all this great big black and white kind of cardboardy posters all the way around the tent. And on the last night, me and Emma B and a couple of mates nicked one each.
Did you?
Yeah, and it's a fantastic shot of Liam on stage. It's brilliant. And I want to get that. I want to get it. I might see if I can get it signed, or just get it framed, stick it on the wall. But it looks brilliant on my wall.
This is what I robbed from you. Can you please sign it for me?
Yeah.
Technically stealing, obviously. Well, no. Technically illegal.
No, it was the last night of the week. Was it? No, it was the second.
It was the middle night, wasn't it?
Yeah, middle. But by then, right, there was only like a, you know, people had gone Friday, Saturday, seen the posters in the tent.
Didn't want to see it on a Sunday, no way.
It was only the Sunday, but apparently my mate went on Sunday and I said, borrowed one of those posters. And he goes, what posters? I said, were you not in the hospitality tent? Yes. Do you know the posters all the way around the outside? No, there was two. Okay, sorry about that. There would have been more if it hadn't been for me, Emma B. And Computer Mark, who also stole one, but because he's not on the radio, no one knows. That's Computer Mark. He had one as well. We all walking out of Finsbury Park with these great big posters. Evening, you all right there? Hello, how are you? Brilliant, though. It's a good picture.
It's a very good picture.
Yeah. So if you can answer the question, what was Oasis' first UK number one single, and you're a massive fan, you want to win the Soul Wicket, it's a great prize. 08700 100 100. Call now!
Your morning's just got better. The Savior is here. His aftershave is Old Spice. His breath still stinks of beer. He laughs at famous people cause he just doesn't care. He looks like Terry Wogan but he's got his own hair.
It's 808 State.
The Chris Moyle Show. National Radio 1.
Yo, what's up? This is Estelle, and you're listening to Chris Moyles on Radio 1. There you go.
It's not actually, really her.
We've got a little...
have we?
Little jingle from Estelle somewhere, yeah. Somewhere, anyway.
It's not crucial, is it?
I love Chris.
No, that's not her, that's just Stone.
Let's have a look.
Are you dancing?
Are you asking?
That's not it.
I'm asking. I'm dancing.
Yeah, that's not it, is it?
Let's get fit and get dancing.
Jade. Still makes me laugh. Here we are then.
What up? It's your girl Estelle. Whenever I'm in the UK, I listen to my boy Chris Moyles on Radio 1.
There you go. I didn't realise that she was my girl and I seem to be her boy.
What up?
Which is nice, isn't it? It's your boy.
It's your girl.
What up? It's your girl Estelle. Whenever I'm in the UK, I listen to my boy Chris Moyles on Radio 1.
Her knowledge of pop music is immense. Do you know that?
Is it?
Yep. Do you have a go? What was the name a big hit for Cameo?
What up?
There you go. 8:17 Monday morning from BBC Radio 1. It's the 6th of September 2004. 10 years ago, Oasis's album Definitely Maybe had been released and was a stormer and is still one of the most important albums ever released. I say anyway.
This is classic.
So have we got enough callers or do we still need people to phone in?
Still not more. Enough.
No?
We have enough now.
We've got enough, all right. Right, if you're fighting for the Oasis competition and you haven't got through, tough. It all over. Stop phoning. It all over. Alad will get two massive Oasis fans to battle it out on the air in a bit to win some exclusive signed artwork signed by Liam and Noel. It's the it's a nice big frame of the front cover of the album, Definitely Maybe. And tonight, like an old evening session reunion of Steve Lamacq and Joe Wiley with Noel Gallagher on the air, talking about 10 years of Oasis and the album and what they're doing now and the new album and will that new album ever, ever come out and all that. I think Noel's going to be on the phone to Joe later this morning after 10 o'clock. We'll do the game after 8:30. And then we'll play a track from Definitely Maybe. Now, you can choose what track we play. So we've set up a text vote. You can choose any track you want from Definitely Maybe, and the one with the most votes wins. Now, I'm not really fussed, but I'd like it to be something that we don't normally play.
The thing is, we've had big rounds about this in the office, really, haven't we? We've all been trying to work out which one of the tracks to play, and none of us can decide.
I'm in the mood today for Married With Children.
But don't let that sway your vote.
Or Dixie's Diner.
And definitely don't let that sway your vote.
Or dinner. Whatever you want to call it. So, but it's up to you. What Oasis Definitely Maybe track would you like us to play after the quiz? So here are your options then. 11 Tracks of Genius, Rock and Roll Star, Shaker Maker, Live Forever, Up in the Sky, Columbia, Supersonic, Bring It On Down, Cigarettes and Alcohol. Now, do you say dinner or diner?
I must admit, I thought it was Dixie's Diner. However, I didn't realise it's Dixie's Dinner on the
spelling
the,
is Dinner, yeah.
Thing, isn't it?
But I've heard it referred to as both. Anyway, the lasagna track.
Mm-hmm.
Slide Away or Married with Children. All you do, just don't write, just write the title of the track you want. That's all. Nothing more, nothing less. Don't put Oasis or Vote or I Want to Hear, because it's all the computer text thing works on the title, right? Rock and Roll Star or Shaker Maker or Live Forever or Up in the Sky, Columbia, Supersonic, Bring It On Down, Cigarettes and Alcohol, Digsies. Slide Away or Married with Children. 81199 is our text number. Vote as many times as you want. You've got about half an hour. 81199. Your favourite track from Definitely Maybe, and we'll play it in about half an hour.
That's dreadful, isn't it?
Isn't it awful?
We could really fall out with Noel Gallagher over this, couldn't we?
Well, see, the thing is, he might be amused by this,
do you think? Then again, maybe not. There's nothing funny about some of them notes.
Oh, it's awful. Oh, that's horrendous. Right, 81199 on the text then, please. Your favourite Definitely Maybe track. Thank you. Right, so Friday we went to see Joe Wiley and the Trills. Live in the Maida Vale Studios. They were superb.
They were absolutely fantastic.
Oh, man, are they a good band. And I was very pleased to find out that the band, off their own back, dedicated one of the tracks to me.
Oh, it was very much an impromptu thing. They'd been... it was from the heart.
It had nothing to do with Joe... Oh, jeez, it's like a cat dying.
It's horrible, that.
It had nothing to do with Joe Wiley saying that you should dedicate it to me. Anyway, here's the clip and the song from Friday, Joe Wiley Show.
Can I just say, if you're going to be smart, you've got to dedicate this to Chris Moyles, because he's come all the way down here this morning. If you want him to play any more records, talk about you and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, this one goes
this
out,
goes out to Chris Moyles.
Thank you, well done.
Now don't you believe me? Or can't you see I'm full of lies? Or something, or someone's pure. City, to build a mountain of envy and marry, or can I hurt you? So let's stay out tonight. I just can't stop it. I just can't stop it. Ooh, girl, I said. Hey, hey, hey.
superb. It was great, yeah. Wasn't it?
They were there with the live audience and everything in
great
the
morning.
Studio. Superb. Thank you to Joe Wiley for inviting us down.
Right, Steve from Norwich, you're absolutely correct. You also listened to it on Friday, and you're right. You're absolutely bang on right. Okay? However, put yourself in our shoes, right? We're in the control room.
Where they mix the whole thing. So you've got, through the glass, you've got the thrills and you've got the live audience, you've got Joe Wiley's fantastic setup. Mm. Where were the engineers with this massive mixing desk?
And a lot of the thrills people.
Exactly, all the management and all the crew and all that sort of thing.
And it's got to the kind of the, I don't know what you call it, the middle eight or whatever, the instrumental bit with the strings. And I'm there going, the strings are out. Mm. The strings are slightly out. The strings are ahead. And I'm like, do I say anything? It sounds all right. It's only that little bit, there's a slight key clash, but bar that's all right. And so anyway, the guy comes in and he goes, everything was all right, wasn't it? Yeah, yeah. Somebody said something about the strings, though, or something? And I'm like, I'm not saying
not
anything.
Me.
Not me. No, no, they're fine. The strings were fine. And there's one of the girls is there, and she's looking at me. She goes, I'm going, strings were out. She goes, yeah. Okay, fine.
But the strange thing is, they're kind of, it's only from halfway along, isn't it?
Yeah.
Start's fine.
Yeah. Still good, though.
Anyway.
Really, really good. It's the thrills, whatever happened to Corey Haim. Please go and buy it. Let's see if we can get a record to go back up the chart, because once the song goes in at a certain position, it normally just
What were they, 22
out.
Or something?
22.
Which is
that.
Absolutely disgrace for that record.
You guys, it's better than Nelly, right?
It's a lot better than Nelly.
So get it sorted, people. Thrills, whatever happened to Corey Haim. Lovely. It's 8:26.
Radio 1.
Chris Moyle.
Detector test.
I would, yeah.
It's Radio 1.
Right, we are asking you to choose your favourite track from the Oasis album, Definitely Maybe, which we'll play after our Oasis contest. All you got to do is send me the name of your favourite Definitely Maybe track to 81199. It could be anything. Just write the name of the track. Rock and Roll Star, Supersonic, Columbia, Live Forever, Slide Away, Cigarettes and Alcohol, doesn't matter. Send it now, 81199.
Looking back, I know I was walking.
I'm a different pressure. Turn my world around. What up?
What up?
There you go. Yeah. Well, yeah. Hey, Estelle, what was that hit for Cameo where he...
What up?
Yeah, it's the right answer. Keep texting 81199. What is your favourite Oasis track from the Definitely Maybe album? 10 years since that was released, which is unbelievable.
I find stuff like that really scary.
Yeah, so do I.
A decade since that came out.
So, just text the name of the track to 81199, and the one with the most votes wins. I can tell you now, there is one track which is way ahead. Way ahead. Dave's not surprised. I am surprised. So, what would you like to hear? Just text the track name, nothing else, just the name of the track to 81199. And we'll play Oasis later. In fact, when are we playing it?
After the news, aren't we?
Is it there?
No, the next one.
What?
In about three tracks.
So we're going to play that then, or not?
No.
Right. Fine. This would just...
It's like an on-air meeting, isn't it?
That's right. Really? We're sorting it all out on the air. Favourite Definitely Maybe track, the name of it please, send it to 81199. We'll play that in full in a bit.
BBC Radio 1
Newsbeat. And our Definitely Maybe contest to win some exclusive artwork coming up as well. We'll play Jojo, Leave, Get Out in a second. Let's get some news from Dominic at 8:31.
And the main news this morning is Russia remembering the victims of the school siege in Beslan. And the weather dry and warm in most places. For Rachel in Southampton, it's probably a skirt day, but there could be some rain in parts of Scotland.
One Road Travel.
We travelled to Clacton-on-Sea this morning. A sewer's collapsed on St Osyth Road. If you're heading there, watch out for it. I don't really want it. 8:35.
One Road Travel. On Radio 1.
What up?
We should do that every time. That was great.
Yeah. Maybe not.
Oasis Maybe. Travel.
Are there delays on this road today?
Maybe.
See, that's good.
Did he watch any of the football on Saturday? One of the many thousands of games that we're on?
Yeah, I watched the England demise. I saw that.
I thought that was absolute classic from Stephen Gerrard when he was interviewed afterwards on Sky. Did you see that?
No, what did he say?
Okay, well, Stephen Gerrard was taken off, right? Mm-hmm. But he's had this groin injury, And so, you know, fair enough. You got to save him for Wednesday. Played brilliantly. And then save him for Wednesday. Mm. So they interviewed him in Sky and said, Stephen, you came off with about 20 minutes to go or something like that. How's the injury? I don't have an injury. Right. But you were taken off. Yeah, no, Wayne Bridge was limping a bit, so I waved over to the bench, and they thought that I wanted to come off because I was injured. So I've gone, okay, fair enough, they're taking me off. And I've got off. It's not until we get in the dressing room, and Sven comes up and goes, so how, what was the problem? There's no problem, but you wanted to come off. No.
And he didn't want to say anything because he thought he was being substituted, so he was just going along with the decision.
Yeah. And then Sven backpedaling massively in the press conference. No, there was no. We had talked about taking him off. There was no misunderstanding at all. And anybody who says so is a bloody liar.
So that kind of summed up the match, really, didn't it?
Mm. Do you know what I mean? Boss, he's not well. You want to come off? No, he's not well. You want to come off now? No, I'm all right. He's pointing at himself, lads. He's pointing at himself. Him there, not me. He's doing his not. He's doing that above his neck. And then you want to come up, right? If you come, no, I'm fine. I mean. Anyway, congratulations to the Republic of Ireland and the old Robster Keane.
Mm-hmm. Good result for them.
Yeah, well done to them and all the other teams as well. And then Wednesday night again. Now, does everyone play on Wednesday? Because Scotland played a friendly on Friday.
Scotland played Slovenia on Wednesday.
So that's
their first qualifier.
First one, yeah. And it says everybody else's second one.
The interesting one, Wales, Northern Ireland on Wednesday or England, Poland.
What to watch?
Yeah.
Hmm. See, now, I want to watch. I need to find a pub that's showing the Republic game on one telly and the England game on the telly next to it.
Not Wales and Northern Ireland, then, in Cardiff?
Well, if I can find three tellies... Well, no, for me, because I'm half English, half Irish, so that's my thing. Well, I'm not bothered.
Cool.
Well, Wales, Northern Ireland, great. Have a great time, everyone. But for me, the important game is the Republic of Ireland game and the England game.
Good.
If you can find a pub that's got three tellies in a row showing all three games... Well, the Scotland game is earlier, isn't it?
I don't know the timings, actually.
No, it's Hampden Park, so it would be normal time there.
Okay, well, they're not all. There's three games at 7:30. Am I right? They're not all at 7:30 or 4:00. Right.
A couple are at 8:00, aren't they?
That's all right. Then you get half an hour to only watch three tellies before then you're watching the full four.
Yeah.
Easy.
You get all the highlights at halftime anyway, won't you?
Yeah, you know. But anyway, so that's what I'm going to do.
There must be somewhere that's going to show all of them.
Well, one of those cafe of sports type places. If you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Like,
what's a cafe?
Like a cafe with sports screens. Where
that's
they,
right.
You know.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. They're called something like Cafe Sport or something.
It's something like that, though.
Something like that, isn't it?
Yeah.
I have lunch there every day.
Do you?
Cafe of Sport. Whether it's javelin or discus, I'm there to tuck into a sandwich.
Of sport.
Of sport. Or a sport witch.
What?
I don't know
what
it is. Sorry. Oh dear. 8:39.
Go and have a lie down in a dark room. Right, okay, so definitely maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, thanks. Our good little Oasis competition, we'll deal with that in a couple of records time. Good.
I've been waiting all day for you, babe. So won't you come sit and talk to me?
All right, in the way that you know how DJs lie and try and pretend that they know all the things all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We have had quite an interesting discussion this morning, some of it on the air, some of it off the air, and it's all about track 9 on the Definitely Maybe album, which starts with the word Diggsies. Now, the album's been reissued and re-released 10 years since the original date. Definitely Maybe is back out on the chart, right, back out in the shops. So, we asked you to name your favourite Oasis track from the Definitely Maybe album. We'll play it after the competition, which we'll do in a minute. And I really like Diggsies' Diner. Right, because it's rubbish, but it's great, right? You don't like it, do you?
No, I think it's rubbish, but anyway, yeah.
And then I'm looking at at all the tracks on the back of the CD, and it says Diggsy's Dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, oh, have I been calling it Diggsy's Diner all these years, and it's Diggsy's Dinner? Then Dave said pretty much the same thing.
I always thought it was Diggsy's Diner.
So, Sophie, my girlfriend, is a massive Oasis fan. Says it's definitely Diner. But if you look on the album, on the back of the new album, it's Diggsy's Dinner. Now I can't remember, because I've seen this album a million times. I've had it in my hand. I've played it so many times. What's the story?
And now I'm looking on the internet, and all of the sites are saying Diggsy's Dinner, actually, to be honest with you. I just put Diggsy's D-I-N, and it's all come up Dinner. Which I'm surprised about. I thought it was Dinah.
Well, there you go.
There you go. Every day's a school day.
Maybe Dinah, but spelt... How do you spell dinner, Alad?
D-I-N-N-E-R.
How do you spell Dinah?
D-I-N-E-R. Curious. The official website says Dixie's Dinner.
But is that for the new album?
That's listed as the first album, as opposed to a reissue.
No, maybe it's just one of them things. So for 10 years...
We were wrong.
Do you know what? He's on the phone with Joe later. We'll clear this up. We'll get her to ask.
An official answer.
Although she'll probably turn around and go, I'm not asking. That's a stupid question. That was so ridiculous. Anyway, right, you ready?
Yep,
let's play. So, we have the artwork in the studio. You can see it on the webcam, I think. It's really cool. Big glass-framed Oasis poster. It's got the old logo on the top. Massive picture of the front cover of Definitely Maybe. Signed, You Lucky Lucky Word, Noel Gallagher. And then Liam Gallagher has signed the bottom left-hand side of it as well. Next to Liam Gallagher, lying on the floor on his back.
Look great on your wall, that would.
It's brilliant. And we're going to give it away. So we have two callers who both answer the qualifying question right. What was Oasis' first UK number one single, Alad?
Oh.
What was the Oasis' first UK number one single?
That's really embarrassing because I've been getting the answer for the last hour. I got a blank.
Some might say.
Some might say, that's it.
Right. Two callers got it right, so let's meet the pair of them. Hello, Sally.
Hello, Chris. How are you, mate?
I'm very good, thank you. Where are you?
Just outside work in Doncaster.
Good old Donny. Legendary place. But you're from Manchester?
I'm from South Manchester originally, yeah, not too far away from Burnage.
All right, very nice. All right, so big Oasis fan?
Huge, absolutely massive.
You've got to win this prize. It's so great. It's really, really cool. It looks fantastic.
We're moving house soon, so it's going on my living room wall.
There you go. You'll be happy with that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Right.
Good luck, Sally.
Want it.
Hang on there. All right, good luck.
What's up?
Okay, now Sophie's now texted me saying it's Dinah on the first edition.
Oh.
I don't know. We'll find out later. Richard, good morning.
Good morning, Chris. How are you, mate?
I'm very well. How are you?
Smashing, mate. Not bad at all, thanks.
Good. Oh, you're feeding badly, you are. Have you got your radio on?
No, I've switched the video off, mate.
Okay.
A dreadful phone.
We'll bear with it, okay? I'm all right with it if you are. You're in Inverness.
That's right, mate. I'm parked in the town centre right now working.
Right. We switched the Christmas lights on there last year. Did you go see us?
No, I'm sorry, mate.
Thanks very much.
Rubbish.
Thanks for calling. Bye. So you're a big Oasis fan?
Oh, I'm absolutely the biggest, mate. I'm sorry, but Sally's going to have to wait.
Okay, Sally, there you go. It's fighting talk.
Oh, no, I'm going to win it.
All right. Well, she seems very confident, Richard.
She does, doesn't she?
All right. Okay, so here's how the game's going to work. I've got 10 Oasis true or false questions in front of me. I'm going to come to each of you in turn. Obviously, you'll have 5 each, if that makes sense. If you think the statement is true, are you ready for this? You'll say definitely. And if you think the statement is false, Sally, what will you say?
Maybe.
It's the right answer.
Clever, isn't it?
It's brilliant, isn't it? We came up with that in about a minute on Friday, didn't we?
It's genius.
Thank you very much. Okay, so I'm not going to tell you if you're right or wrong until the end of the competition. Person with the most correct answers wins. You get the prize. If you both get the same amount of questions right, we'll go to the tie-break, which we will have asked you already off the air. All right, do you understand, Sally?
I understand perfectly.
All right, and the same with you, Richard?
I've got it, Chris.
All right, good man. Okay, so, up to 10 questions, 5 each, lovely, lovely. Highest one wins the signed Liam and Noel Oasis, Definitely Maybe artwork. Let's play. Sally, the venue in which Alan McGee first discovered Oasis and offered them a multi-album deal was the Boardwalk in Manchester.
Maybe.
Richard, the photograph on the front of the Definitely Maybe album was taken in Bonehead's front room.
Definitely.
Sally, the first single released by Oasis in the UK was Supersonic.
Definitely.
Richard, the front cover of What's the Story, Morning Glory features a photograph taken in London's Carnaby Street.
Definitely.
Sally, before Brother Noel joined and they changed the name to Oasis, the band were known as The Rain.
Definitely.
Richard, the first Oasis single released in the United States was Wonderwall.
Maybe.
Sally, Oasis played two massive gigs to over 250,000 people at Nebworth in the summer of 1995.
Maybe.
Richard, the video for Live Forever features former drummer Tony McCarroll getting buried.
Definitely.
Sally, the cover of the album Standing on the Shoulders of Giants features the famous skyline of Paris.
Maybe.
Richard, the Rolls Royce on the sleeve of the Be Here Now album carries the registration plate SYO724F.
Maybe.
Okay. 10 questions, done and dusted. Sally, how confident are you?
Definitely. Sorry, oh God. I don't know now. Maybe. Oh.
Okay, all right. Richard, how do you feel about that?
I actually guessed most of mine, mate.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, all right then. Okay, I have the results. We will not need the tiebreak question. Because one of you got more right than the other. And it's you, Sally.
Oh, my God! Oh, you've made my day! Selling insurance, so I'm going to be selling like a mad woman now. Oh, my God!
Well done, Sally. Sally, hang on one second. Richard, sorry, pal, you got 2 out of 5.
Thanks a lot, mate.
But we will give you a copy of the new Oasis Definitely Maybe DVD anyway.
Ah, brilliant. Thank
and
you.
And we'll get Noel Gallagher to sign it for you as well.
Could you sign it, Chris?
Do you want me or Noel Gallagher to sign it?
No, mate.
Right, okay, all right.
Good choice.
I'll sign a scrap of paper and he'll sign the DVD.
Hey, brilliant. Thanks a lot, mate.
Have a good day, pal.
Yeah, you too. Cheers, mate.
Bye.
Sally. Oh, my God!
Okay, so we'll give you a DVD as well, obviously, because you need to have it, because the Definitely Maybe DVD is superb. It's brilliant. The documentary on it is worth it alone, where you let alone all the hidden stuff, the secret stuff. So it's in front of us now in the studio, Radio 1. It's a big glass front framed thing. It's got the old Oasis logo, the white and black in the box. And then underneath, it's got the Definitely Maybe album cover, but it's all blown up, so it's all of them in the flat. And it says, you lucky, lucky swear word.
So, yeah.
Best wishes, Noel Gallagher, next to Noel Gallagher, and lying on the floor at his feet is Liam Gallagher, and signed next to that is Liam Gallagher's
own. I've wanted this for 10 years. Oh, my God. I'm nearly crying. Oh, God. thank you so much. Oh, and Ali is a star as well.
Right, God bless
him. He answers the phones.
Yeah, that's all he does, for God's sake.
Fantastic.
Sally, I think you got all 5 right.
Oh, I'm not surprised. I know my stuff.
You do know your stuff. You're flying. And I thought you were going to get caught out on the Nebworth gig, and you even got that one right as well.
No, I really went to Nebworth. It was after the... I went to the homecoming gig in Manchester 96 at Main Road, and I nearly went to Nebworth, but I couldn't afford it in the end, so
God,
that's
love
how
you.
I know. But I was listening to Joe Wiley on Radio 1 for it, the whole show of it. I sat there listening and crying because I couldn't be there.
Well, listen, you've got this top prize, and it's really money can't buy stuff, and it's really cool, and you will love it, and it will go perfectly in your new house with the fireplace.
Oh, thank you so much, Chris, and
right.
Dave and Alid and everybody, thank you.
No worries. See you later.
See you later, Chris.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
God love her. God love her.
5 out of 5, she got.
I think I'm going to cry.
I know, she did really well. So there you go. Lovely, nice one. Right, so what do we do? Do you want to do Tedious Link? And then we'll do Half Time, and then we'll play the track that by far was the most popular track of the Definitely Maybe album, as voted by the listeners this morning. I thought it would have been another track, but it's not. It's another track. That doesn't make any sense, but you know what I mean.
It's what I would have chosen, but I'm not going to say which.
Yeah, but it's not what I would have chosen, although I don't have a favourite track off the album, and then the kind of, you know... I like most of the album. I think it's class. Even Dixie's Diner didn't have done it.
Let's call it Dixies, I think, from now on.
Yeah, Dixies, exactly right. You know what I mean? Right, so Tedious Link then first, and then we'll do Oasis. Are you ready, Dave?
Yeah, we are.
How do you get to today's Tedious Link from the other day's Tedious
Strike?
Link from Strike,
you sure
and do. You sure do.
As well as being a word associated with matches and industrial action, strike is also a big word in the world of ten-pin bowling. Ten-pin bowling involves the use of special footwear, as does golf. Golf is played on a course. A course of a different type is what might be plotted by a sailor. Sailor is almost an anagram of Scolari, as in Luis Felipe Scolari, the manager of Portugal. Portugal is a major producer and consumer of fish. Fish need to be caught. Caught first name Carl now plays for Wolves, having failed to impress at Newcastle. Newcastle was a setting for the Jimmy Now detective series Spender. If you add the word big to Spender, you get Big Spender, which was a hit for Shirley Bassey. Shirley Bassey is Welsh, as are Colin Jackson and Allard. Allard is scared of spiders. Spiders are a good example of a scary animal that begins with the letter S. And in that respect, share something in common with snakes. And snakes used to be the pet of choice for former guitar legend, or rather, guitar legend slash, formerly of Guns N' Roses, which links us predictably to Guns N' Roses, Paradise City.
Rubbish link, Dave.
Not former guitar legend, current guitar legend, formerly Guns N' Roses. You know what I mean?
It's a great record.
Thank you.
Right, so, which means two good records. Oasis coming up, but then first, in full, please, Paradise City, Guns N' Roses.
Does any record finish better than that?
It ends for like 2 minutes.
I love that.
You ever seen him live?
No.
Mate, when I guess that bit. And it kicks in. Just everybody, you've never seen so many people bounce.
Because the video for that was a live performance, was it not? With Axl spinning around with the the guitar. No, with the mic
stand.
Yeah, yeah.
And he runs left and right. There was it's a mile and a half long.
Yeah, but I've never seen him live.
There you go, lovely.
Seamless? Who cares, eh? I think so. Oh, people saying about spiders not being animals, they're arachnids. Although I thought that arachnids and stuff like that all came under the general umbrella as animals.
Well, wasn't... What, say that again, what?
They're saying that spiders aren't animals, right? Because the thing was, spiders are a good example of a scary animal that begins with the letter S, and in that respect, she has something in common with snakes. They're saying that spiders are arachnids, which they are, but I thought all that kind of stuff went under the general umbrella of animals.
Right, okay.
Maybe not. Anyway, that was about the only thing.
But who cares?
Yeah.
Right, lovely. Have you ever met Slash?
No.
Have you not?
No. Have you?
I've seen him in Radio 1 before, yeah.
You look surprised.
Because I thought you might have been with me and gone, yes. He came in one day and he's wearing his hat.
No, I've never seen him.
Big fan of the show.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this is Slash from Velvet Revolver. Whenever I'm in the UK, I love listening to Chris Moyles on Radio 1.
Yeah, baby.
Because the other day when he came in for Colin and Edith's show, all of the people that we know, all the people in reception, all the security people, all the record company people, the place was full, all just waiting to get a glimpse of him.
Yeah, people who just need to drop into Radio 1 at that point.
I'll just stay here for half an hour and see who I see.
Hey, this is Slash from Velvet Revolver. Whenever I'm in the UK, I love listening to Chris Moyles on Radio 1.
Velvet Revolver sound good, by the way.
They do sound good.
Have you heard their stuff?
I've heard the single, which Colin played the other day.
Mm.
It's good.
Hey, this is Slash from Velvet Revolver, and I just want to say, Dave, that was a fantastically tedious link.
Wow. Wowee. I didn't know you had that.
How cool is
that? Fantastic.
Do you like that?
Play that again.
Okay, hang on. I'll tell you. Well, let's give you a bit of fun. Okay?
That is... Oh, I like that.
Okay, you ready? Here we go.
Hey, this is Slash from Velvet Revolver, and I just want to say, Dave, that was a fantastically tedious link.
Oh, I like that. That is double cool. Thank you very much.
So I get a mention, you get a mention, we're all happy.
Thank you, Mr. Slash.
Thank you, Dave.
There's photos of him and Colin Edith on the website. He's not wearing his big hat.
Is he not?
No. Got his big hair sticking out.
Legend he is.
Gotta say though, that's I lived in Stoke for a year. I never met anyone who spoke like that.
Hey, this is Slash from Velvet Revolver. Whenever I'm in the UK, I love listening to Chris Moyles on Radio 1.
I think he moved away when he was young.
This is Slash. Dave, that was a great tedious link. Me duck. I'm going up Hanley.
Duck.
I'm going Tino's tonight. Although it's not Tino's anymore.
Anyway, there you go. It's 9:10. It's half time on the show. It's a bit where Dave says, "Let's get ready to ramble." So we asked you to name your favourite Definitely Maybe track from the Oasis album, and we'd play it for you. Or the song that you wanted to hear this morning. It doesn't necessarily have to be your favourite, because sometimes you're in the mood for a bit of Live Forever, and sometimes you're in a bit of the mood for Rock and Roll Star, and sometimes you're in a bit of mood for Dixies. Although, according to the text, not many people are in the mood for a bit of Dixies. Now, I think the text message was quite surprising. I'm going to play it next. Your favourite song from the whole album. And Dixies and Bringing On Down and all that rubbish. Rock and Roll Star and Shaker Maker, surprisingly poor. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Cigarettes and Alcohol, the same. And then you get into the Big Money. In fourth place you've got Columbia. Third place, Supersonic.
See, I thought Columbia might have been an outside choice, actually, for the top spot.
Okay, so third place, Supersonic. Second place, Live Forever. And the track that you wanted us to play was pretty much, it's 46% of all the votes, which is shocking because there are 12 tracks to choose from. You want to say something, Rach?
No, nothing.
You're just wandering near the microphone, putting your lips near it, and then go, no, I don't want to say it. Just like that in microphone
taste.
Okay,
ready for my line.
Okay, well, you're not going to... Oh, okay. So, with 46% of the votes, we will play the Oasis track in about 12 seconds.
And I'm very pleased. This is what I would have chosen.
In full, no talking. Rachel!
The lines are now open for car park catchphrase. 08700 100 100. You need to be in a car, know your catchphrases, and be in a car park.
So I'm in the Radio 1 rest and relaxation area around the corner, having a moment to myself.
A rest and a relax.
That's right, and a relaxation.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, sounds different, that.
I'm sitting here in the studio with Rachel thinking the vocal on that track sounds different. She's like, no, it's just because you're used to hearing the trail, the One Big Weekend trail. You're just going mad, Dave.
Get into the studio, switching text messages on. Chris, why has the vocal changed that Fat Boy tune? And I think it has as well.
Because it sounds all like Slash. No.
I wonder if it's a different voice.
I don't know. The track's the same, but the vocal sounds different. Slash.com.
Do you think it's what? You think it's sample issues? Could be.
Oh, really?
Yeah, do you remember Lemon Jelly?
Yes.
Had the brilliant All the Ducks Are Swimming in the Water.
And they had the sample in it.
Yeah.
And then they had to redo it, didn't they?
They had to redo it, yeah.
Because they didn't have clearance for the sample.
Exactly. Brothers in Rhythm.
Which one?
Right, Peace and Harmony.
Yeah. Which was Sabrina Johnston, wasn't it?
Well, no, the original sample was Whitney Houston.
Okay.
Peace and Harmony, right? And I think when they re-sung it, I think Dina Carroll did the vocal.
There's loads of, don't laugh, Rachel, I'm good. There's loads of boring
stories.
Like that,
I love it when you say those facts, though, because then you kind of look at me and just smile.
Sometimes I look at you as if to go, or am I wrong?
Am I an anorak?
I looked into it. We're just playing a different edit. I put the other edit there, so if you wanted to hear...
Oh, have you compare and contrast?
Yeah, it's London Less Fat edit we've been playing. I think maybe we've just changed edits.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Alright, well, let's start them again.
I don't know the reason for it.
Have your time in this, by the way. Norman Cook needs the money, the multi-millionaire that he is.
He's earning money in his sleep.
You did me out of £2.50. Okay, so this is the version we just played.
Trash.dash.trash.dash.trash.dash.trash.com.
Okay, right. Mm-hmm. This is the version that we played before, is that right?
Trash.dash.slash.dash.slash.dash.slash.com.
Okay, now I'm confused.
Are you?
Yeah. I think the dot com is different.
.com.
It is different. Is it the same voice, though, but through a different process?
It's the same voice. I think the new version is louder.
.com.
And this is the other version.
.com.
But is that the only thing that differs between the two tracks?
Do you know what? How nerdy are we? It's just the effect on the voice, that's all.
Why would you do two mixes?
I don't know.
Because that's what happens with dance records.
Yeah, I'm confused.
I'm glad we cleared it up, though, because Rachel was saying it was just me going mad and got stupid ears. Which I haven't. They're good ones.
I know, this is yesterday I thought I was going mad. Is it different, Bob and Southport? I don't know. Let's call him, because he's bound to be up. Hello, good morning, Norman Cook's residence. Norman speaking. Hi, Norman, I wasn't sure if you'd been up. Yes, bright and early, Monday morning, just gone for a walk on the beach, and now couldn't breakfast with Zoe and Woody. That's Woody, by the way.
Not Zoe.
Not Zoe. Anyway, there you go.
Cleared that up.
All right, here's a dilemma then. Three great songs to choose from before we go into the news at 9:30. You've got... Bed Shaped by Keane, mm-hmm. Eric Prydz, Call mm-hmm. on Me, or Green Day, American Idiot. Right, Allard, Eric Prydz. Rachel.
Eric Prydz.
Dave.
No contest, Green Day.
I go for Green Day as well. Dominic, where are you? You got to go for, don't tell him what to vote for. Keane, Eric Prydz, or Green Day?
He never said Prydz, Allard.
He never said
Prydz. No, he never.
Green Day, is he saying? He's
Green
saying Green Day.
Green Day.
Green Day it is, right. What?
Green Day.
That is quite obviously the letter G.
No, it's not.
It's a G. For Green Day.
Anyway, it's a P.
Green Day.
Right.
Just play it. It's your show anyway. Play what you want.
Heads and tails, Rachel. Oh, yeah, it is my show. I'll play whatever I want. Good idea. Green Day. Now there's Eric Prydz and Bed Shaped. Cleverly disguised as American Idiot by Green Day.
Rocking this morning.
That's what Juliet and Dominic asked for, though, wasn't it?
You say we play.
You say we play what we want to play. Maybe we'll play it later on in the next half hour. We've got to do car park catchphrase first. So we'll get a couple of tunes out of the news for you after we get some news and sport from Dominic and Juliet. It's 9:31.
Russia mourns the victims of Beslan.
And Sven's under more pressure, but he won't walk away.
BBC Radio 1. One road travel.
We travelled to Clacton-on-Sea this morning. A sewer's collapsed on St. Osyth Road. If you're heading there, watch out for it.
Maybe. One road travel. On Radio 1.
It's now 9:34. It's good. I'd really like that. I think it sounds good. Yeah.
It doesn't work at all, though.
No, it doesn't work at all, but...
Tomorrow on the show, we will have highlights of when Allard met Richard and Judy. Why are you laughing already?
Nothing, because I'm looking forward to hearing it.
Okay, good.
It's a nice, snappy title.
It's going to be another very interesting moment. Dominic meets Tom Cruise. Allard meets Richard and Judy. Hi, Rich and Judy, Alad from the Chris Moore Show. First of all, which one's which?
You just see that, can't you?
Anyway, we're going to try and get him on the show, I think. Hopefully, maybe, possibly, if we can. But let me can I play one of the teasers now at this point? Which one would you go for? Fans or come on the show? Come on the show. All right, this is one of the teasers for tomorrow's interview.
Chris, and the Chris. Show, we're huge fans of your work, and we'd love to see you on the show one day, so we'd love you to come in.
Thank you very much.
And we know it's very early, and it's very hard.
That's all right, we can
How early is very early?
Dude, it's breakfast radio, what do you think?
Bit of tension between the two.
How early is early? Judy, it's breakfast radio, you silly girl. It's obviously in the, you know, breakfast time.
That was a proper domestic, wasn't it?
We're big fans of the show here. So would you come on our show, please?
Well, yeah.
But did they say yes, or did they say maybe, or what? Let's see what
we find out.
Chris, and the show, we're huge fans of your work, and we'd love to see you on the show one day, so we'd love you to come in.
Thank you very much.
And we know it's very early, and it's very hard.
That's all right, we can
How early is very early?
Dude, it's breakfast radio, what do you think?
Breakfast radio, what do you think?
Richard, Mr. Maidley, calm down, dear.
I bet he got daggers for that.
You know, they walk out of the interview. Al goes, nice to meet you. Walks out and Judy turns around and goes, don't you ever, ever in front of Alan embarrass me again, Maidley! All right, Judy, I was only saying. You had me, you lost me, you're wasting, you caused me. I don't want you here messing with my mind. Eric Prince. Rachel's a cheat, by the way. If you ever see Rachel in the street, just go up to her, point your finger right in her face and go, cheat.
Shall I tell you what? I just ran across the room.
No, you didn't at all. You hopped.
I kind of...
Like a deformed kangaroo.
You just said, I'm going to try and get my pedometer rating up. And right. You've been jumping around like an idiot.
But I was walking and it doesn't have any extra bits on.
Right, honestly, Rachel, will you seriously... are you going to keep that on now all day and seriously, at the end of the day, go, I'm really proud of that, despite the fact that when you move in your chair... Yeah, it's about 8 steps.
I'm going to take a few off.
Oh, you're full of it. What have you done today so
Apparently,
far?
Apparently, I've burnt off 59.9 calories, which is...
What did you have for breakfast again?
Brown rice and chicken.
What did she have for breakfast?
That's genuine. She eats at 5 o'clock in the morning.
It's good for you. 1,578 steps.
Okay. Just shake the pedometer left and right for a few times. Right, how many steps have we done now?
1,583.
There you go, shake it again. What have you done now?
Oh, 1,586.
There you go, brilliant. So I tell you what, you just keep shaking that. Before Joe Wiley comes on at 10, you'll go, there you go, 10,000 steps, I'm getting a cab home.
For Car Park Catchphrases, and here's your host, Chris Miles.
Good morning, car park fans.
Oh, yes.
Good morning, then, and welcome to everybody, and especially to the lovely Roy Walker. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, you're looking very nice.
Hello to you.
I didn't say that. I see you're looking very nice today.
Shame about the Leeds result.
No, Roy, you see, Leeds didn't play at the weekend, all right? So you're just saying that, thinking that...
I have to say, yeah? That interview earlier was great.
Right, you're obviously not listening, because we didn't have an interview on earlier, all right? So you've obviously just woken up late, not been listening to the show. What do you say about that?
Life is good.
Yeah, all right. Just cheating now. Anything you want to say, Dave?
No.
Alan, do you want to ask me anything?
How was your weekend, Roy?
How was your holiday?
I didn't have a holiday, Roy.
That's very funny, Chris.
Right, okay. Is he drunk?
I think so.
All right, have you been drinking?
I have a friend who lives there. Right. Welcome on line one. It's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris. My name's Will and I'm from Plymouth.
Yay! Beautiful, beautiful Plymouth.
Indeed.
Should do our show from there one day.
You should do. You never come down here. When, like, Radio 1 Roadshow was on, you never came down.
Did you see Rachel?
Whoa. Back up there, Sparky. We did a one big weekend in Plymouth.
Did you?
Yep.
I stand corrected.
Yeah, and I was on stage. Thanks very much. Was I on stage? Yeah, I think I was. Yeah.
Plymouth Hoe, isn't it?
I'm very sorry about that.
What? Plymouth Hoe?
No, yeah. He seems like a very nice man. He might be, a loyal. Oh. What do you do, Will?
I am a medical student, really, but I'm actually working on building sites for the summer to earn some money.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get your shirt off and your biceps,
Well, that was the plan, but it hasn't worked because I've just drunk more beer this summer than ever, I think.
Right, okay, good. Right. Now you're a big fat bloke on a building site.
Absolutely.
Hey, darling! Get him out for the lounge! Oop, almost fell off there.
I was in Plymouth at the weekend.
Were you?
Mm. Did you see an open top bus travelling round? Oh,
I was.
That would have been Rachel.
With a glass of white wine in hand.
Where did you go?
Oh, all over. All over the place.
Can you be a bit more specific, Rach?
I can't remember.
You must be able to remember the name of one bar you went to.
No.
Not one? the location, what it looked like?
There was one down by the Barbican.
Right.
And then there was another one.
I bet you went to Wetherspoons, didn't you?
No, I don't think we went to a wedding.
How would you know?
It's just a guess.
How would Rach? Never mind.
Oh, dear.
I have a friend who lives there.
Yeah, all right, Roy, you live out now. All right, what are you driving, Will?
I'm driving a set of Ibiza.
Nice wheels.
Yeah.
Well, of course.
Roy, and let's see your horn, Will. Oh, God, that's a girly horn, isn't it?
It is a bit, sorry.
Very curly.
I like the sound of that.
Well, okay, fine. Right, hang on the line then, please, Will.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Morning, Chris. My name's Paul. I'm from Loughborough.
Yay! Beautiful Loughborough.
I have a friend who lives there.
Right, I thought you might do. What do you do?
Might as well.
What do you do, Paul?
I'm a car mechanic.
A car mechanic? Very nice. And what's your big job today?
Well, I'm actually doing a cam belt seal on a 307 at the minute, which is the core I'm going to be using for the quiz, so...
That was very impressive.
I thought so, too.
Do the owners know that you're using their car in the quiz?
I wouldn't have thought so, no.
Right, okay.
It's conveniently placed, so...
Makes sense.
I'll use it.
Well, you could put an extra bit on the bill, because it's now a famous car.
Mm. Well, I could, though, I suppose, yeah.
The car's a star.
I'll make a note of the reg and say it was used on the Radio 1 car park catchphrase.
There you go, you see? Beautiful.
Plus, it's got a nice meaty horn, unlike his girly horn in Ibiza, so...
Okay, I don't know what he said.
Nice meaty horn.
Well, okay, all right, lovely. Let's hear the horn then, Paul.
Hang on.
Ooh. Well, let's hear yours again, son. Now, Will, do you feel a little bit inadequate when you hear Paul's big horn?
Well, yeah, and you know you're saying I sound a bit girly. I'm actually 6'7", so it looks a bit silly.
Yeah, so you're 6'7" with a girly horn.
Yes, but it's my mum's car.
Right, oh, well, there you go. You see, now you've really helped yourself there. Yeah,
that's even more girly, isn't
Hi,
it?
Girls.
Yeah. There's Paul, right, working on someone else's car. He's got he's covered in oil and grease, and he's got a spanner in his hand, and you're driving around in Mummy's car with your girly horn. It's going to be a great battle, Will, isn't it?
I'll try my best, yeah.
All right, okay. Will, are you ready?
Yes.
Paul, are you ready?
I am.
Whoa, what happened there? He's meant to go... Horns at the ready.
Horns at the ready.
Thanks very much for them. Finger steady.
Finger steady.
Let's play car park catchphrase.
Let's play car park catchphrase.
Sake. Right, best of three then. Mr. Fish is helping out his friend Giles, who's a local farmer up the road. It's a lovely sunny day, and Giles wants Mr. Fish to give him a hand making some hay and rolling it into bales and stuff. Yes, girly horn, Will.
Make hay while the sun shines.
Make hay while the sun shines.
Oh, go on.
You're right!
I thank you.
I thank you, too. Right, come on then, manly Paul. Girly Will's beating you.
Shocking, isn't it? I'll do
my best. Right, okay. So, Will's in the lead. If Will gets the next one right, he's the winner.
You're both back in play. Here's another car park catchphrase.
Mr. Fish is in Barcelona. He's learning how to become a top matador. He's got all the gear on. He's been trained by one of the country's top bullfighting stars. He stood in front of a raging bull, and his instructor has shown Mr. Fish how he should grab hold of the snarling beast. Whoa. Paul, straight in there.
Don't grab a bull by its horns.
Oh, it's good, but it's not right.
It's not right. Will is going to steal.
Grab the bull by the horn.
I'm the bull by the horns, what are you saying?
You're a winner. You're a winner.
So Will, you see, you went for the negative, but the answer was the positive.
I thought it was down, to be honest, but...
No, right. No.
Bad luck.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Anyway, doesn't matter, does it? You're getting yourself muddy and greasy.
I am.
Which is like Alan's idea of heaven.
Mm.
Have a lovely day.
Thank you, mate.
Bye.
All right, see ya.
He's not happy, is he? Will, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Well done. So does Mummy know you're driving around in a car?
She does. In fact, she phoned up just before one of your good colleagues on your show phoned me up, and I told her that I was on the radio, and I told her to tune to BBC Radio 1, but I don't think she knows the frequency.
That's great. Thank you.
But she does know.
Tell your mum thanks for the support.
Will do.
Yeah, it's really nice to have your mum tuning in. Or not, as the case probably is. What's your plan for us today? You working today on the building site?
Yeah, it's actually being demolished at the moment. Somebody's supposed to be turning up here, but there's no one here at the moment, so I'm sat in my car, and I just think I'll listen to you for 5 minutes, then listen to Joe Wiley, and then whoever else is on.
Yeah, Joe Wiley's got the first play, world exclusive, with the new Mannix single.
I shall look forward to that.
And she's going to be talking to Noel Gallagher on the phone, because it's 10 years since Definitely Maybe was released.
Really?
Yes. And tonight, I know you know this already, Will, but tonight, Steve Lamacq and Joe Wiley reunite for an evening session-esque Lamacq Live with Noel Gallagher live with them.
Well, you know, I have plans for tonight, but I think I might change them now.
Well, yeah, I think you should. Change your plans or tape it.
Okay.
I'm gonna listen to it live and tape it. It's the best way. And change, right. And change my plans.
Cracking.
Well, it's been lovely talking to you. Bye.
Bye.
Right, thank you very much to Will for being the winner. And thank you, Roy.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
Hi. Yes, I know, I said I just went through a bridge. I meant Sarah's through a tunnel. Shut up. Right, that's it from me. Joe Wiley is next. I'll leave you in the very capable hands of Terry and Ken.
I'm a soldier. I'm not a soldier. So was I, the killers. All the things that I've done on Radio 2. We'll come to the end of the show. And look at how it's been. The old Gallagher and Oasis. And tonight, it's Diva Matt, Lovely Knockers. And the Joe Wiley. The old special there from 10 years ago. Well, it's 10 o'clock. Time for my old friend, Ken Bruce Lee. Hiya.
Morning, Ken. Morning, Joe. Nice to see you.
You said morning, Ken.
I mean, good morning, Tell. It's nice to see you. I like the way we talk this time in the morning. And very much looking forward to 10 years of Oasis.
I believe in your old hometown of Scotland over the weekend.
Well, that's right. I remember they played Loch Lomond in Scotland. And 1996. Big gig.
What?
It was a big gig.
It was what?
Big gig in 1996. Were you not there, Tell?
I was certainly was. Old Oasis. Are you only saying old Liam Gallagher? Right?
Absolutely.
The rock and roll star.
He's an absolute legend.
I told you. I'm going to go now, bye-bye.
Yeah, seem to have strained my throat there. Eh?
Right, thank you very much, then. Honestly, it's not written. It's not written. Right, Joe Wiley, chatting to Noel Gallagher on the phone, world first play of the new Mannix single, and then she's back on tonight with Lamacq and Noel Gallagher for a special Lamacq Live, a.k.a. Evening Session 94 Styley. Colin and Edith, Scott Mills, for the rest of the day, have a great Monday, enjoy the weather. Goodbye!
Radio 1.
Let's get this money.
mind on.
That was a rubbish start.
I keep my mind on my money, money on my mind. I got my finger on the trigger, staying on the grind. And when I wake up in the morning, I got to hit a lick. Saw the 2003.